stars of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who enjoy the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists, featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. By his swift and violent attacks upon the Indians, Jungle Jim has created a panic among them. When one Indian, slow of pace, lags behind, Jungle Jim swings from his lofty perch, hits the unsuspecting Indian like a thunderbolt. Then, taking his victim's weapons, he trots noiselessly into the jungle. Soon he picks up the trail of the rest of the Indian band, and the hunters become the hunted. From another Indian he captures, Jim learns of a secret trail that leads to J7's jungle hideout. Meanwhile, Kitty, completely under the spell of kindly Doc Beard, tells of Jim's plan to thwart the attempt to wreck the Panama Canal. But Kolu, grown wary and skilled in his long service with Jungle Jim, makes it his business to know all that goes on in Beard's household and believes that Kitty has talked a little too much. He goes into the jungle to keep his appointed rendezvous with Jim.
Well, I'm glad to see you again, Kolo. Mm-hmm. How has everything been going? Where'd you come from? You can talk freely, Kolo. We're in no danger from the Indians now.
Mrs. St. John and Kolo do what you say, Tuan.
Yeah?
Find trail, go to lake. Stop at house of planter named Doc Beard.
Oh, that's swell, Kolo. He's one of the friendly planters that the Army Intelligence told us about.
Maybe he befriend. Kolo not sure. Have funny feeling about that man, Tuan.
You mean you're suspicious of him, Kolo?
Kolo may be wrong, but this Doc Beard act too friendly. He talk too much. Ask many questions about you, about Tuan Jim's plan.
Oh, well, Kolo, you know how these planters are. They're a long way from civilization. They very seldom see people of their own kind, and it's only natural for them to become inquisitive and ask a lot of questions.
That may be so, Tuan. Kolo not think this man be good friend.
Hmm. Well, Kolo, I know when you get a hunch about someone, it's generally right. But tell me, how is Kitty St. John getting along with him?
He fool her good. Laugh, talk plenty. Mrs. St. John like him. Think he be good friend. That be what Kolo not like.
You mean she's getting too friendly and is inclined to talk too much?
Yes, Tuan. Not be good for Mrs. St. John be so friendly. Mrs. St. John talk too much.
Well, what do they talk about?
Talk all about why we are here, what we do here. Doc Beard say he be good friend of army men. They tell him you are coming.
Boy, oh boy, Kolo. That doesn't sound right to me.
Mm.
They swore to keep the plans of my job here a secret. I don't think they would let him in on our plans.
That what Kolo think also. But man say he know you come. Then he ask Mrs. St. John many, many questions. She tell him all about plans you make, what you do in jungle.
That is bad, Kolo. My plans are transmitted to the mysterious head of the sabotage ring, why our whole campaign will be ruined.
Yes, Tuan. Maybe it'd be better you come back with Kolo. See this man, huh? Talk with Mrs. St. John. Maybe Tuan find out Kolo be right about Doc Beard.
No, I can't do that, Kolo. As a matter of fact, I shouldn't be here now. I think I found the secret trail that would lead me to the jungle hideout of the head of the saboteur ring. I can't leave here until I follow through on that.
Mm. What you want me to do now, Tuan?
Well, Kolo, I want you to go back to Doc Beard's place and keep your eye on him every minute of the day and night. And watch your servants, too. If you're right and he is in league with the saboteurs, he'll try to get in touch with him.
Yeah.
Either he'll go himself or he'll send one of his servants with the information.
Yes, Tuan. Kolo, watch good. But what we do about Mrs. St. John?
Well, just keep your eye on her, too. She can't do any more damage than she's already done, if she's told him all she knows now. But don't let her know you've had this meeting with me.
Very good, Tuan.
I don't think she'll be in any personal danger. But watch her closely. In the meantime, I'm going to try my luck at hunting down the secret headquarters of the man behind this plot.
When I see you again, Tuan.
Well, meet me here at the same time next week. I've got to get going now. I've got to travel all night to reach Red Mountain and find the secret trail.
While Kolo was out keeping his rendezvous with Jim, Kitty retired early, and as soon as the sinister J-7 knew that she was safely in bed, he hurried down to the tunnel where Pedro was waiting for him.
Now then, listen carefully, Pedro. I've had a long talk with a white woman who is a friend of this man that has completely fooled you. It's just as I told you. This man works no magic.
No.
He is human, just like you and I are.
No, he no human. He can no be human. How does he do strange things in jungle?
I'm going to tell you that now. He doesn't make his camp on the ground where you can easily attack him. He lives high above the ground in the trees.
So? Then why he no make tracks when he go down to ground?
I'm coming to that now. First, he doesn't wear heavy boots. And he doesn't dress like the soldiers here. He wears soft moccasins and a green buckskin suit that is the same color as the trees.
So?
That makes it hard for you to see him.
That's how he catch Quinto? From up in trees?
Yes, yes, of course. He threw a rope over him and hauled him up in the trees. That's why you didn't find him.
So he be very clever woodsman, this man, master.
Yes, he's clever and dangerous, too. He must be caught at once, understand?
Si, master.
Good. Now then, you hurry back to the village. Call all your men.
Si.
Tell them what I have told you. Make them ashamed of themselves by being fooled so easily by this white man.
See, master, hunters will be ashamed, be very angry.
That's what I want them to be. Then you take them out, hunt this man down, and bring him to my cave, dead or alive.
See.
I don't care how, but bring him there.
See, master, Mother de Dios, he'll not escape us this time.
Good. Now, I'll leave here tomorrow morning and be at the cave by high noon. I'll wait for you to bring him there. Now go, and do not fail me.
I go, master. I go, and this time we bring you this cucaracha, this gringo.
Master, I have news.
Quiet, you fools. You want to wake up the white woman? Now, tell me, but softly, what is wrong?
The stranger, master, the dark one. Lady's manservant, master.
Well, what is it? What about him?
Early in the evening, master, he leave and went into the jungle. I follow him. He went long way into the jungle. There he met big white man, strangely
white
dressed.
Man?
Yes, master, they talk.
You heard the conversation?
Yes, master. It appears white, dark stranger, does not trust you or white lady. He asked big white man to come here.
And he's coming? You brought him here?
No, master. Big white man say he must go to Red Mountain, find secret trail.
Red Mountain? The big white man is going to the secret trail by Red Mountain?
Yes, master, I hear him say that. He say he must be there by daybreak. He would travel all night.
And the other man, the dark one, the servant, he went with him?
No, master. Big man sent servant back here to spy on you and white lady. Listen to what you have to say. He return, and I follow him. He be in the servant's house now.
Good. You have done a good night's work, but we've not finished. This dark one, he's dangerous. Mm. We must do away with him now, tonight, you understand?
Yes, master, but how? Knife, huh, while he...
No. Now, wait, let me think. Mustn't look like murder. Can't use guns. Mustn't be the knife. It Mustn't be obvious.
Master, the darts, master. Small poison dart. That's quick. No noise. But brings certain death, master. Very
yes.
good.
Yes. Yes, that's it, Jose. The poison darts. You have them?
Yes, master, always.
Good. A dart makes a mark no bigger than the prick of a pin or needle. Scarcely noticeable. Can be found dead in the morning. We can easily explain it.
Yes, master.
Yes, it is good, Jose. You shall do it now. Steal silently into the room where he sleeps. Mm-hmm. Blow the poison dart into his body, and it is over. Like that.
Yes, master. It shall be done at once.
Hurry then, Jose. When you have finished, come back and tell me. I'll be waiting in the library.
Yes, master. I go.
This is perfect. That meddlesome fool out of the way, the girl will have no one to turn to. Tomorrow, the Indians will seize Jungle Jim Bradley and everything will be all right again. My plans will go forward to a successful conclusion. Nothing can stop me now.
Who is there? Who are you? You speak quick. Answer or I shoot. Speak quick. Kolu get him good. He come in night to kill Kolu with this. This be funny thing. Be tube he put in mouth. Maybe something come out if I blow in. Kolu try this.
Hey! What the devil are you doing? Confound it, you almost hit me with that devilish thing. What is the meaning of this?
Oh, I'm sorry. This man, your servant, he's still in room in night. Kolu see him by light from moon through window. I call to him, tell him speak quick or Kolu shoot. He put this tube in mouth. I shoot, kill him. See, he tried to kill me. Blow poison little arrow through this. But Kolu shoot before he blow arrow out. Arrow stick in tube. I blow out just now in wall. You see that? He think Kolu be fast asleep. But in house where there be evil, Kolu always be ready to strike first.
J7 and the unfortunate Jose should have known that Kolo's long, hard service in the jungle have made him a very light sleeper, always aware that death and danger lurk in the darkness. So the carefully prepared plan to remove Kolu failed, and once again the enemy have lost a battle in the war against Jungle Jim's forces. Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of cartoon land, like the all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Jiggs and Maggie, the Little King, the immortal Donald Duck, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station, so be sure to tune in.